This is Trish McGregor with your August Star Power Astrology Forecast. Thank you for joining me. Okay, August is a Mercury retro month. Sigh. On August 4th at 9:56 p.m. Pacific Time, it turns retro in Virgo. On August 5th, the time is 20:56 a.m. for Eastern Time. It will retrograde back into Leo on the 14th, where it'll stay until it turns direct on August 28th. Remember that for these Mercury retro periods, it's best to follow the three R's: review, reconsider, and revise. Also, don't sign contracts or have surgery. Okay, other important dates. August 2nd, Venus in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus. August 4th, there's a new moon at 12 degrees Leo, but Mercury also turns retro in Virgo. On the 7th, the Sun in Leo sextiles Jupiter in Gemini. On the 16th, Mars in Gemini squares Saturn in Pisces. On the 19th, there's a full moon at 27 degrees Aquarius, but it's opposed by the Mercury retrograde and squared by Uranus in Taurus. Then on August 28th, finally, Mercury turns direct in Leo. So that's the day to celebrate. Okay, let's see how this affects the other signs. Aries. Okay, you fire sign, buckle up. On the 2nd, there's an irritating square between Venus and Leo and Uranus and Taurus. It looks as if there's a problem with payment for a creative project of some kind. Given the square, it may be due to miscommunication. Try to rectify it quickly. The 4th brings that Mercury retro in Virgo in your 6th house of daily work and health. On the 14th, it slips back into Leo. Miscommunication flourishes during this Mercury retro with colleagues, employers, clients, perhaps even with your yoga teacher or personal trainer. Try to communicate clearly and succinctly. On the 7th, there's a beautiful sextile between the Sun and fellow fire sign Leo and Jupiter in Gemini. This aspect connects your 5th and 3rd houses. Today, you're communicating and mulling over an idea that appeals to your creativity. It may be an idea you've had for a while as Mercury retro resurrects it. Flush it out. Start it after Mercury turns direct. The 16th brings an annoying square between Mars and Gemini and Saturn and Pisces. Mars is urging you to hurry up and do something, and that Saturn in the 12th house is urging caution and awareness. The hurry up bit from Mars may concern communicating with a neighbor or sibling. Follow your gut. The full moon in Aquarius on the 19th is opposed by Mercury retro in Leo and squared by Uranus in Taurus. Ouch. If you're trying to communicate or trying to complete a project or implement a strategy with your network so you can bring in more money, the square throws a wrench into the process. Then too, with Mercury retrograde, communication is kind of messed up also. So you might be better off waiting until after the 28th. On the 28th, it's time to celebrate. Mercury turns direct in Leo in your 5th house. You can now move forward confidently with your creative endeavors. Taurus. The bottom line, Taurus, is that August may not be your favorite month. The retro for you on August 4th begins in your 4th house, home, family, or personal environment. It may mess with virtually anything you're planning with your family and friends. If you're about to put your house on the market, don't. Wait until after Mercury turns direct, a fellow Earth sign Virgo, in your 5th house on the 28th. Then September can be your month to move forward again. But before Mercury revolts, you have a square to contend with on August 2nd, when Venus in Leo squares Uranus in your sign. Since Uranus has been in your sign off and on since May 15, 2018, you know the kinds of unexpected events it brings, positive and negative. This aspect brings an unexpected event into your home life, your personal environment, and it may involve a romance, a sister, or a creative endeavor. On the 4th, in addition to the Mercury retro beginning, there's a new moon in Leo in your 4th house. Usually new moons bring new opportunities and it may still surface even with Mercury's tricks. You may find the roommate you need, get an offer if your home is on the market, or you may land a job you can work at remotely. Just be sure you communicate clearly and don't sign any contracts until after Mercury turns direct. The 7th brings a beautiful sextile between the Sun and Leo in your 4th house and Jupiter and Gemini in your 2nd house. Jupiter in your income area should be increasing the money you earn, and with the sextile, the additional income is connected to your home. But With the Mercury retro, there may be some communication mix-ups to contend with. The square on the 16th is between Mars and Gemini, Saturn and Pisces. It looks as if an issue with your network may end up costing you money. If you're trying to expand your base, consider a different strategy after Mercury turns direct. The full moon in Aquarius on August 19th falls in your career area. It's opposed by Mercury retrograde and squared by Uranus in your sign. Career news you hear is going to be mixed thanks to the square and the retrograde. If you're completing a professional project, you may want to give it a bit more time before submitting. Well, submit after August 28th when Mercury turns direct. Then we come to the 28th and Mercury finally turns direct in Virgo. Get out and celebrate by doing things you didn't do during the retrograde. Gemini. Since Mercury rules your sign, these retrograde periods are particularly annoying for you and for Virgo, also ruled by this planet. The retrograde begins in Virgo on the 4th or 5th, depending on which time zone you live in. For you, it starts in your 4th house, so things at home and in your personal environment may be really off. Just remember that the best use of this period is to revise, review, and reconsider. On the 2nd, the square between Venus and Leo and Uranus in Taurus impacts your 3rd and 12th houses. If you're working behind the scenes on something, there may be a communication snafu with a woman or about a creative endeavor or both. A romance may go sideways. Try to communicate clearly and succinctly to rectify things. The 4th brings us to the Mercury retro in Virgo, but there's also a new moon at 12 degrees Leo. Typically, new moons usher in new opportunities, and for you, these could surface in your 3rd house of communication. So it might be a writing or teaching opportunity. But with that Mercury retro in the mix, be sure you don't sign any contracts until after August 28th, when the planet turns direct. And remember the 3 R's, revise, review, and reconsider. That's how you get through this period more smoothly. The 7th brings a sextile between the Sun in Leo and Jupiter in Gemini. So with Jupiter in your sign, are things in your life expanding? Today should be fun in spite of the retro. You may get together with neighbors and friends for a cookout or a celebration of some kind. Keep things lighthearted. On the 16th, the square between Mars and Gemini and Saturn and Pisces may prove to be an irritant. Mars urges you to hurry up, move forward, but Saturn cautions you to slow down, to be more measured. With Saturn in your professional area, this may involve a task you've taken on for work. Trust your intuition on this one, and keep in mind that with Mercury still retrograde, things may take an unexpected turn in a direction you don't like. The 19th features a full moon at 19 degrees Aquarius in your 9th house. It's opposed by retrograde Mercury and squared by Uranus in Taurus. News you hear today may concern an overseas trip you've planned or a workshop you're slated to teach or to take. The news comes suddenly, unexpectedly, and may not be particularly pleasing to you. Then on the 28th, Mercury finally turns direct in Leo. Celebrate, your life moves forward again. Cancer. It's a mixed month, thanks to the Mercury retrograde, but as long as you communicate clearly and try to follow the rule of the 3 R's, you should be in pretty good shape. The square on the 2nd seems to contradict that. It's between Venus and Leo and your income area, and Uranus and Taurus in your 10th house of career. You're expecting payment that may not arrive on time, or at all. It may involve a creative endeavor and a female client or employer. Once you contact the person, things should clear up. You want this cleared up by the time Mercury turns retro on the 4th or 5th. On the 4th, there's a new moon at 12 degrees Leo and the beginning of Mercury retro in Virgo if you live in Pacific time. These moons generally bring new opportunities for you, though surface in your income area. So it's possible that something appears which would enable you to make more money. But thanks to the retrograde Mercury, the opportunities may be delayed until after August 28th. Be judicious in how you choose this opportunity. Trust your gut. The sextile on the 7th is between the Sun in Leo and Jupiter in Gemini, 2nd and 12th houses. It looks as if you're hired for something behind the scenes and it pays well. Just do your due diligence in research and make sure it isn't a scam. The square on the 16th is between Jupiter in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. This one impacts your 12th and 9th houses. Apparently something you're doing behind the scenes interferes with plans you have for an overseas trip, or a workshop conference you want to attend. Jupiter is busy expanding your options and Saturn is holding you back for some reason. The best you could do is go with the flow and communicate clearly. The full moon on the 19th is at 27 degrees Aquarius and opposed by Mercury retrograde and square by Uranus and Taurus. The news you hear today concerns the 8th house. It concerns 8th house matters. Shared resources like your partner's income, mortgages, credit cards, insurance, or it may be connected to income you earn from your network or from royalties. If there's a mix-up of some kind, clear it up as quickly as possible. Otherwise, it may impact your professional life. Finally, Mercury retrograde ends on the 28th when the planet turns direct in Virgo. Direct in Leo. Life now moves forward again without communication glitches. Leo, big ouch. Mercury turns retro in your income area on the 4th or 5th, then continues its shenanigans in your sign from the 14th to the end of the month. The best way to navigate this period is to follow the 3 R's, revise, review, and reconsider, and make sure you communicate clearly and concisely. On the 2nd, there's a square to contend with between Venus in your sign and Uranus in Taurus in your career area. Mercury isn't retrograde yet, but this may feel like one of those days. Things go haywire early on with communication issues. It may be your computer that's acting up or a colleague or employer you have to deal with in order to straighten things out. Then we come to the 4th with the new moon at 12 degrees Leo and Mercury turning retro in Virgo if you're on Pacific time, or turning retro tomorrow if you're in Eastern time. New moons bring new opportunities, and these will benefit your personal life. But with the retrograde, the opportunities may be delayed until after the 28th, when Mercury turns direct. On the 7th, the universe tries to compensate with a sextile between the Sun in your sign and Jupiter in Gemini in your 11th house. Jupiter is expanding your network and the opportunities for you to realize a dream or goal that you have, and the Sun in your sign is advising you to get out there and have some fun. Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces square each other on the 16th. If your network charges membership fees, you may run into an issue from someone who can't pay or misses the month's dues. Communicate clearly. Resolve it today if possible. The full moon at 27 degrees Aquarius on the 19th falls in your 7th house of partnerships. This moon is opposed by Mercury retrograde and square by Uranus and Taurus. You and a business partner may have a difference of opinion about a professional issue, and the news upsets you. Deal with it today through clear, concise communication. Once you do that, you should be able to finish the job. On the 28th, Mercury turns direct in your sign, Leo. That's always a reason to celebrate. Virgo. Since Mercury rules your sign in Gemini, these retrograde periods tend to be more consequential for you. You can navigate it more smoothly by following the rule of the 3 R's, review, reconsider, and revise. If you're a writer, you can add another rewrite. Before we get to the Mercury retro, though, there's a square to contend with on the 2nd between Venus in Leo and Uranus in Taurus. If you've planned a trip overseas or are slated to teach or take a workshop, you may run into a problem. Solve it as quickly as possible, because after the 4th or 5th, when Mercury is acting up, solving the problem is likely to be more difficult. The new moon on the 4th is at 12 degrees Leo in your 12th house. That's where the new opportunity should appear. A new job, a new assignment, your present job, perhaps something you've been aiming for. But thanks to Mercury's retrograde in your sign, the opportunities may not appear until after the planet turns direct on the 28th. The 7th brings a sextile between the Sun in Leo and Jupiter in Gemini. Something you're doing behind the scenes benefits you professionally. Right now, in spite of Mercury's tricks, Jupiter's expanding your professional options, so be vigilant. The square on the 16th is between Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. You and a business partner may not agree on the particulars of a joint project. Try to iron things out today, if possible, or try to do so after Mercury turns direct on the 28th. The 19th features a full moon in Aquarius in your 6th house. Usually these moons bring news and completion. In this instance, it would be completion of something you're doing in your daily work. However, the moon is opposed by Mercury retrograde and squared by Uranus and Taurus, so it's likely to be a crazy day when not much of anything makes sense. Rather than fight against it, try to flow with the nuttiness and do the best you can. On the 28th, Mercury finally turns direct in Leo. So go celebrate, Virgo. Libra, you seek balance in your life, the archetype for your sign. It's likely that the Mercury retro in Virgo in your 12th house will throw you off balance. To help navigate these weeks more successfully, use the three R's, review, revise, and reconsider. And you may want to start that on the second, when there's a square between Venus and Leo and Uranus and Taurus. If you're trying to implement something new in your network, you may be confronted with an unpleasant surprise about money. A woman, friend, sibling, lover, wife may be the problem. Communicate clearly and succinctly before Mercury turns retro. Otherwise, the issues may get worse. The new moon in Leo on August 4th should bring new opportunities within your network. But because of that Mercury retro, these opportunities may not appear until after August 28th. But if they do, and you select one, don't sign any contracts until Mercury turns direct. Have a plan or strategy concerning your network. The sextile of the 7th should be more to your liking. It's between the Sun and Leo and Jupiter and fellow air sign Gemini. Communication is key today. Define what you would like to do with your network and implement it through clear communication. In other words, have a plan, a strategy. Are you going to charge for membership? If so, what are you offering in return? The 16th may be a more challenging day thanks to a square between Mars and Gemini and Saturn and Pisces. You may be facing restrictions in your daily work routine from an employer or client, or perhaps from the work situation itself. The best way to deal with it is through clear communication. The 19th features a full moon at 27 degrees Aquarius in your 5th house. These moons usually bring completion and news. And the news you hear may not be to your liking because Mercury retro is opposed to it, and Uranus and Taurus squares this moon. Your client or employer may have an issue with something you're doing, and this may impact your getting paid. Best to take care of whatever it is quickly. Email, call, get it cleared up. Then on the 28th, Mercury turns direct in Leo, and your life finally moves forward again without the constant specter of miscommunication. Now is the time to implement your plan for your network. Scorpio, buckle up. This month may be one of strangeness with this Mercury retrograde that begins in Virgo and ends in Leo. On the 2nd, a square between Venus and Leo and Uranus and Taurus could be problematic. This aspect indicates a business partner may have some issues with work in your professional life. Even though Mercury isn't retrograde yet, clear and quick communication should solve the problem. The 4th features a new moon at 12 degrees Leo in your career area. New moons usher in new opportunities, so you may get a new job offer, land a promotion, a raise, or both. Or you may embark on a new career altogether. Thanks to the Mercury retro, however, these opportunities won't surface until after Mercury turns direct in Leo on August 28th. That's the other thing about today. Mercury turns retrograde if you live in Pacific time, and it turns retro tomorrow on the 5th if you live in the Eastern time zone. The sextile on the 7th is between the Sun and Leo and Jupiter and Gemini. Jupiter is expanding your belief system, your worldview, and it's spilling over into your career. Foreign travel, perhaps, grad school, law school, new career choices that appeared with that new moon may be rearing up now. Just don't sign any contracts until after August 28th. The 16th brings another irritating square. This one is between Mars and Gemini and Saturn and Pisces. The challenge today involves a creative endeavor or a child or a romance, and the problem is the status quo. Are you or someone else veering away from the rules, the accustomed way things are usually done? Talk to the people involved. Solve whatever it is if you can. The full moon at 27 degrees Aquarius falls on August 19th and is opposed by Mercury retrograde and squared by Uranus and Taurus. News you hear will concern home and family and your personal atmosphere. If your home is on the market, for instance, an offer may fall apart or you may decide not to sell. If other challenges come up, don't lose heart. In 9 days, on August 28th, the Mercury retro ends when it turns direct in Leo. Sagittarius, with the Mercury retro this month, be sure to follow the rule of the three R's, review, revise, reconsider. This will help you navigate this period more smoothly. On the second, there's a square between Venus and Leo and Uranus and Taurus. This aspect may create a challenge in your daily work routine, a surprise you don't see coming. It may involve a female co-worker or colleague. Best to clear it up before Mercury turns retro. The new moon at 12 degrees Leo on August 4th occurs in your ninth house. Since new moons usher in new opportunities, you may have a chance to travel overseas, or you may get into law school, grad school, or are invited to speak at a conference or workshop. But because Mercury also turns retro today, Pacific time, or on the 5th, Eastern time, just don't sign any contracts until after the 28th. The retro starts in your career area on the 14th, slips into the 9th house where it turns direct on the 28th. The 7th brings a sextile between the Sun and fellow fire sign Leo and Jupiter in Gemini in your 7th house. It looks as if a personal or business partner is helpful and supportive of a spiritual pursuit you're involved in. Jupiter's expanding your partnership opportunities. If you're single, for instance, then you may meet someone who interests you romantically. If you're looking for the right business partner, today's aspect may bring that about. The square on the 16th is likely to be irritating. It's between Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. Some issue at home may be the core of the problem today. Maybe a child wants to do things his or her way, but you and your partner prefer the status quo way of doing things. Solving this may take some honest communication. The full moon on the 19th is at 27 degrees Aquarius in your third house. It's opposed by Mercury retrograde and squared by Uranus in Taurus. The full moon usually brings news, and today's will concern siblings, neighbors, friends, or something about your particular neighborhood. But thanks to the square and the retrograde, the news may not delight you. However, when Mercury turns direct in Virgo on the 28th, in Leo on the 28th, your career benefits. Your life finally moves forward again with a minimum of communication snafus. Capricorn. This month's Mercury retrograde begins in fellow Earth sign Virgo in your ninth house. So if you're planning a trip abroad this month, make sure all your plans are in place before the 4th or 5th, when Mercury does its thing. The square on the 2nd is between Venus and Leo and Uranus and Taurus. This aspect impacts your 8th and 5th houses, so a creative endeavor may go awry and affect your payment. Best to rectify it today through communication while Mercury is still moving in direct motion. The new moon in Leo on the 4th occurs in your 8th house. The new opportunities that surface should bring in more income in terms of other people's money, royalties, a break on insurance, credit, insurance. It may also trigger some psychic experiences, but thanks to Mercury's retrograde, which also starts today, the opportunities may not surface till after August 28th. That said, psychic experiences don't seem to give a damn about what Mercury is doing, so you may still experience instances of telepathy, precognition, spirit communication, the entire spectrum. On the 7th, there's a beautiful sextile between the Sun and Leo and Jupiter and Gemini. Today would be a great day to just get out and enjoy yourself. The Leo Sun is always ready for fun, and Jupiter is prepared to expand it. Anything creative in which you're involved today should result in a financial payoff. The square on the 16th is between Mars and Gemini and Saturn and Pisces. Miscommunication with a colleague can be rectified through honest and forthright discussion. Yes, Mercury's antics may get in the way and delay things, but you, Capricorn, nearly always achieve what you set out to do. The full moon on the 19th is at 27 degrees Aquarius in your second house of income. It's opposed by Mercury retrograde and squared by Uranus in Taurus. Ouch. News you hear today will concern money, specifically your earnings from a creative project. So get on the phone or your computer and contact your employer or client and try to straighten things out. The 28th is the day to celebrate when Mercury turns direct in Leo in your 8th house. So get out and have fun. Aquarius. Yes, it's another Mercury retrograde month. Just remember to follow the rule of the 3 R's. Revise, review, reconsider. It won't solve everything, but it will make the period unfold more smoothly. On August 2nd, there's a square to contend with between Venus and Leo and Uranus and Taurus. Looks like a problem develops at home within the family because of a creative project with a business partner. This could entail almost anything, that the project takes up too much family time, that people in your personal environment object to the project for some reason, or maybe your partner interferes. Try to resolve it before Mercury turns retro. The new moon at 12 degrees Leo falls on August 4th in your 7th house of partnerships. Since new moons typically bring new opportunities, the right business partner may surface for you, or if you're single, the right romantic interest who eventually becomes your partner may show up. However, if you live in Pacific time, Mercury turns retro today in Virgo in your 8th house. If you live in the Eastern time zone, the retro begins tomorrow. But either way, these opportunities may be delayed until after the 28th. Follow your instincts and don't sign any contracts during the retro. The sextile on the 7th is between the Sun in Leo in your 7th and Jupiter in fellow air sign Gemini in your 5th. You and a personal or business partner collaborate today on a creative endeavor. In spite of the retro, ideas flow. Run with it. The 16th might be a good day to stay in bed. Mars in Gemini square Saturn in Pisces. There could be a problem getting paid today for a creative endeavor. Or one of your kids costs you some money. Whatever the trigger, it'll impact your finances. Mars urges you forward. Saturn whispers, follow the rules. The full moon on the 19th is at 27 degrees Aquarius. It's opposed by Mercury retrograde and is squared by Uranus in Taurus. News you hear today probably won't be pleasing and may impact your family, home, and personal environment. Clear communication might help, but probably won't. So wait until the 28th when Mercury finally turns direct in Leo. August 28th brings celebration. Mercury turns direct, finally. Pisces. Yes, when Mercury turns retrograde in Virgo in your 7th house of partnerships, life may get chaotic. Try to communicate clearly and honestly. That helps. On August 2nd, there's a square to deal with between Venus and Leo in your 6th house and Uranus in Taurus. Miscommunication flourishes in your daily work, and a woman or creative project may be at the core of it. Try to resolve it before Mercury turns trickster. New moon on the 4th is at 12 degrees Leo, so new opportunities may start surfacing in your daily work routine. But with Mercury's tricks also happening today, Pacific time, and tomorrow, Eastern, these opportunities may not show up until after Mercury turns direct on the 28th. Possible opportunities, a promotion, a new job, a raise. The 7th brings a sextile between the Sun in Leo and Jupiter in Gemini. Today should actually be enjoyable. The Leo Sun is fun-loving, and Jupiter in Gemini expands your communication skills. Specifically, it looks like you may be working from home today, but are in close touch with your colleagues, an employer, or client. In spite of the Mercury retro, you may be discussing a new strategy. Just don't implement it or sign any contracts until after Mercury turns direct on the 28th. The full moon in Aquarius on August 19th occurs near 12th house. It's opposed by Mercury retro and squared by Uranus and Taurus. Any news you hear may be connected to something going on behind the scenes. If you're in therapy, for instance, you may be changing therapists or completing your therapy. If you're working behind the scenes in some professional capacity, there may be some communication going on specific to the job. Clear it up. The 28th is a day to celebrate. Mercury turns direct in Virgo, finally, in your 7th house of partnerships. Now life can move forward again more smoothly.
Thanks for joining The Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.